Andrea Roberts, A-N-D-R-E-A Roberts, 5/15/67, today's 12:30, chicken plant, cough, congestion, sinus pressure, headache, I need to check my fatty liver, our patient is a...
Ma'am, ask her what happens when she takes prednisone, because it says she's allergic to prednisone.
She comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 or 4 days. She's also had seen a cardiologist and has had echocardiogram most recently. And has had leg ablation of her veins for varicose veins, and she's in the process of finishing that in the next few weeks, period. Medication, no recent medication changes. No medications at this time. Surgery, hysterectomy complete. Last period, 2 weeks ago, no smoking, no drinking. Immunization for COVID up to date. Colonoscopy is up to date. Mammogram is up to date. Medical problems, asthma.
If you can get the shot.
Where was I? She's working full time at this time. Surgery. Oh, we talked about that. She's alert. She's away too. She weighs 293 pounds, 98%, 98, 16, 93, 125 over 77. Heart positive, positive, too long to clear. Abdomen soft. TMs are red. Push interference is red and inflamed. Logical non-focal. Assessment of one sinusitis. Number two, she would like a Decadron and Rocephin injection. Next number, does not like to take prednisone by mouth. Next one is Finnegan DM for cough. Next one is Ceftonir, 300 BID. Next one is Diflucan, 100 milligram once a day for 3 days. Next number is fatty liver, no change. Next number is echocardiogram for cardiologist. Next number is leg ultrasound up to date with history of PVD. Next number, history of sleep apnea, has had treatment for it in the past, but currently she's not taking any medication, doesn't want to take, I mean, is not doing anything about it, doesn't want to do anything about it. Next number, she doesn't want to do any other testing today, except for what was mentioned above. Thank you.